It's 7:50 on TOP. If you're on Facebook, you probably already know that 13 is the youngest you can be to get on the social network. But should Facebook be thinking of going younger?
Facebook is reportedly thinking of letting underage kids have their own accounts with parental controls. Because as this WTOP talkback caller points out,
if people think that there are kids under 13 who don't have accounts, then they're just lying to themselves. Because the reality is that they're going to make their accounts, they're going to lie about their age.
But others don't like where Facebook's policy is going.
I do not support Facebook being available for anybody under the age of 13. In fact, it shouldn't be available for anybody under the age of 30 until they address all privacy concerns.
Nathan Hager, WTOP News.
More about tweens on Facebook with Tom Merritt, host of Tech News Today on twit.tv. He speaks with Dimitri on Skype.
First of all, I find the report pretty credible. Mark Zuckerberg has said in public, in fact, I think it was about a year ago, he said that they want to take on the fight to allow children under 13 to use Facebook responsibly, but use it. So I definitely believe they're trying to work on this. Whether they'll actually come out with something for under 13-year-olds or not is to be seen. But the controversy is a lot more complex than just whether 13-year-olds should be allowed to use Facebook or not. They are using Facebook, sometimes with their parents' approval. The parents allow them to go around the rules and lie about their age, sometimes without their parents' approval. So the question isn't, should 13-year-olds or younger use Facebook? It's, should we continue the current process where we pretend they don't and don't provide any support? Or should Facebook take on the challenge of providing a legitimate way? And if they do that, how do they best do that? And how do they deal with accusations that it's just a money grab because they want to improve their audience numbers?
Well, and in fact, in that Wall Street Journal article, one analyst went so far as to compare them to the tobacco companies, hooking kids younger and younger. I don't know if you think that takes a step over the line or not.
Yeah, I don't know that it's fair to compare social networking and tobacco. There's an argument that they're addictive, but in entirely different ways. I think a more credible criticism is we don't actually know how teens will use Facebook if it becomes legitimate, because certainly more of them will use it. The way they're talking in this article about it being implemented is that the accounts would be connected to parents' accounts so that parents would have control over what their kids are doing, be able to see what they're doing, make sure they're not spending money that they shouldn't be spending or interacting with people that they shouldn't be interacting. That seems like the right way to go at first, but you know, a lot of kids aren't going to want that either, and they'll probably go and lie about their age and open their own account anyway. And if that's the case, was it all worth it? It's a chicken and egg conundrum. If we don't have a social network for 13-year-olds, then we won't know how best to operate a social network for 13-year-olds.
Does a kid that young need to be on a social network? They have school. They hopefully have a lot of good friends, and they can text a whole other can of worms how young a child should have a cell phone. I'm just wondering if it's a necessity at that age.
It depends on the age, right? And it depends on the child. Different children are at different levels. The same question of when you give a child a phone, when you let children start to learn to drive, when they can mow the lawn. These are all the same questions. When are they mature enough to be able to start to learn? At some point, they do need to start to learn how to use these tools. And maybe 13 is the right age, but maybe some children would benefit from being able to use this ahead of time. It's not like there aren't any social networks for children. There are plenty of sites like Nickelodeon, like Disney, that allow children to register under the very strict regulatory rules that exist and under good parental controls. There are places for children to learn how to use the web, but not on the massive scale of a Facebook, which is why I think it is fair to go slow. And I think that's what Facebook is probably doing, to make sure you do it right, if you do it at all.
We haven't talked about predators.
Well, that's a huge concern for Facebook. And that is why it sounds like they're taking pains that if they created this feature, they would make it under the control of parents, because parents need to be able to know who their children are interacting with. The children, if they're going to use this, need the freedom to interact with people, or they'll never learn how to use it responsibly, or there might not be a point in using it. But just like being on the internet in general, there are going to be bad folks out there doing various bad things of all levels, just like going out of your house in the morning. So you need to have the tools to be able to protect your children. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't do it at all just because bad people exist.
It doesn't seem that we're drawing many conclusions here, and that may be deliberate on your part. It's just kind of, you know, I mean, you want to pose the questions, but you're not absolutely saying lousy idea. You're not absolutely saying, wow, this is one of the greatest ideas I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm not sure that anybody has the definitive answer. My opinion, if you were to ask my opinion, is that Facebook probably can come up with a way to do this right, where there are good controls, where parents are in charge, and a parent can decide, you know what, I think my 11-year-old is mature enough to try this, or we have a good little league group or soccer group that could benefit from this as long as the parents can control it. In that case, I think it's probably a good thing to bring it out in the open and make it legitimate rather than have this sort of black market of under 13-year-olds out there. I don't pretend to know exactly what all the options Facebook should have and all the controls they should have should be, which is why I'm hedging quite a bit. But I do think it's worth doing if you can figure out how to do it right.
That's Tom Merritt. He's host of Tech News Today on twit.tv. And the debate continues, you guessed it, on WTOP's Facebook page.